Welcome to episode 923 of Apartment Hacker. This is Mike Borden, Apartment Hacker. It's my mission to tease out human potential in the multifamily space. So I was reading about some interesting advancements in the area of AI, especially as it relates to visual inspections. And what it brought to mind for me is a property walk that one might do, whether it be the regional manager or the regional maintenance manager, a property walk whereby you are taking note of condition of the gutters, condition of the downspouts, condition of the roof, condition of the exterior building facades, exterior sidewalks, anything on the parking lot, the fence line, etc., etc., that you might do today with a sort of hybrid of in-person physical documentation by way of a technology. So you have an inspection on an iPad or a Surface or some other device, and you're notating and you're taking pictures and you're doing all of those things sort of manual and supplemented with technology. Just read about an interesting advancement in that area whereby you have a drone, and the drone goes out and does the physical portion of that inspection, and then the drone the collection that the drone does gets translated by way of AI and machine learning into, call it work orders or lists or things to do. So through integration, you do the data collection, the AI transcribes that, turns it into something that is actionable, and then administers that by way of whatever communication mechanism seems appropriate. In my head, if you're a HappyCo customer, all this information gets fed into HappyCo, and then it gets distributed through Yardi and or Outlook and or whatever other communication mechanism is in place and appropriate for your organization. Thereby eliminating this subjective sense of what a human might mark as acceptable, not acceptable, etc. The AI over time is going to learn what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, what is of quality, what is of below standard or less than quality. And that becomes super interesting in the way of compliance, right? If the AI is set, or if the drone rather is programmed and scheduled to go out once a quarter on a specific day, rain or shine, make observations, and quickly turn around what needs to be done in the way of action items, compliance becomes 100%, right? What becomes the question at that point is execution on the work that has been administered by the AI or by the drone. Super interested in this technology. You know, HappyCo, if you're listening, and maybe this is on your roadmap, but that seems super interesting to me in terms of, I don't think that you can eliminate the human completely, and not that I'm after eliminating the human, but you can allow the human at that point to actually focus on things like opening doors where the drone's not going to be able to open a door to make observation of a mechanical closet, right? Or interior unit inspections and those sorts of things. But it certainly diminishes the demand on the human as far as the physical inspection goes, and allows the human to focus on things that are of higher value versus going around the exterior of the property and trying to make observation and create work lists or work orders germane to those things that they might find in those exercises. Super interesting technology. Pay attention. It's coming. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.